Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
40 consecutive day champion on Jeopardy. Won like 1.7 milli. Had the streak finally come to an end yesterday. The Japanese, you pay attention to that at all or now?
I was sort of aware of it.
She was like, I think, second to Ken Jennings now, I guess, all time. But she won like 41. I think it was 41 straight. But she didn't win as much money as Ken won.
How many did Ken win in a row? Did he get to that same number? Did she surpass him?
I think he has the record for money won.
Right.
But I don't know if he has the record for most games in a row won. You guys would have to check that.
Gotcha.
Anyway, the final Jeopardy question, which stumped her and ended the streak, was, name the only country in the world that ends with the letter H. Right? So she got it wrong. She wrote nothing on it. One guy wrote Syria.
With an H?
Which is S-Y-R-I-A.
Wait, but when he wrote it out or she wrote it out, did she write S-Y-R-I-A?
Well, that's what I was just discussing with the moon expert. Like, don't you have to write it with an H?
Well, of course.
Even though you're wrong, you at least got to put the H there so it looks like it
ends with an H.
Yeah.
The capital of Scotland ends with an H, and I was told it's not pronounced Edinburgh, it's pronounced Edinburgh. How about that?
No, don't listen to these people on Twitter. They have no idea what they're talking
about. I was
about.
Listening to the moon expert. That's who told me. I wasn't looking at Twitter.
It's not Edinburgh, it's Edinburgh.
No, he
and
said...
And it's Edinburgh.
He said Edinburgh.
He doesn't know everything.
You just trusted him 30 seconds ago.
He doesn't know everything.
So he's right about this, but wrong about that.
So the answer is, just to give you to finish the loop here.
Yes.
The only country in the world that ends with the letter H, Bangladesh. I would not have gotten that in 30
I would not
seconds,
have gotten that in 30 seconds.
To be totally
seconds.
Straight. And I would have written an H.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of any country I said.
I would have just written an H after Canada. Because I can't go down with nothing.
Well, Canada's not a country, though. It's a continent.
No, it's a country.
It's a continent.
Yeah. Really?
Australia's a continent and a country.
That is true.
It's both. So there you go.
Australia's both. That's a true story.
It's Friday, which means it's Prince Street Pizza Day. So did you order the Prince Street Pizza or no?
I did, yeah.
All right, good. Kim Jones. Uh-oh. Hey, call her up real quick.
She's leaving NFL Network.
Yeah, Kim Jones just announced after 10 years, my time at NFL Network is ending. I'm healthy, happy, grateful, and as always, optimistic. My best to the good folks at NFL Network. Life is good. That sounds like she didn't want to leave, right?
I don't know. We got to ask her. She's getting a lot of nice compliments. Woj just tweeted at her.
Yeah.
Said you're the best.
I would hire her in a minute.
Do we have to tweet at her, or can we just talk to
just
her?
Call her?
Text her or something? Because I feel weird tweeting
her.
Publicly.
I'm not texting her.
Why? You don't text Kim?
You call her. A text is
I can't text her? Why?
Like because it's like, I don't have time to talk to you, so I'm just going to send a text.
Yeah, but most of the time when I speak to Kim, we text. I don't call her, so it would be out of the ordinary for me to all of a sudden just call her.
No, but if it's like for a life-changing moment, which is what this is for her, you pick up the phone. Come on.
So can we do it on the air so that we don't have
that
to?
That way we put two birds, one stone.
That's a great idea.
That way we both would have to call her on the way home.
100%. Can you get that done, Lukey?
Yeah, listen, we want to talk to you, but we both don't want to call you.
Right.
So just call her up right now, and we'll just knock it out with one call.
Yeah.
But you got to call. That's a call.
You think she didn't want to leave? That's what you took out of that tweet?
Well, I don't know why they would want. I mean, I don't know.
I think she was done.
Don't you done? Think? Why?
Because she was there for a long
time.
But
you don't leave that gig without another gig.
Oh, maybe you want a break.
I'd bring her here in a minute. I love Kim. I think she's great.
Oh, she's fantastic. I love
Kim.
Yeah.
I don't know what role there is for her, but I'd bring her in here and figure it out.
Both Loogie and Big Mac's role.
Have her board op and produce?
And be on air. Yeah. All three.
We'd save money that way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that it's our money to save, so I don't care if they spend the money.
Nah, she's fantastic. She's been in the NFL for a long time. Remember, she had a long run with the Yes, covering the Yankees.
Yeah. You need her phone number, Tom, or you got it?
No, I already called her before I handed you the sheet. She didn't answer. I'm texting her now. There's no way her phone's blowing up right now. That wouldn't be possible, right? There's no shot, right?
What do you mean?
Meaning,
you're
like,
being, sarcastic?
I'm being extremely sarcastic. I'm glad you picked up on that.
Oh, yes. You think a lot of people are calling her right now?
You think?
By the way, the Jeopardy clue was, name the only English-speaking country that ends in an H. How do they speak English in Bangladesh?
No.
Is that a British-owned colony?
No, you're describing it a little bit off. I think it's...
That's what Gelb just sent me. It was English-speaking country that ends with H.
Spelled. No, that doesn't make sense.
So they speak English in Bangladesh?
No, I don't think they do. I think that's worded incorrectly.
I don't think they do, but that's what Bob Gelb told me.
Do you trust everything
Bob Gelb has never let me down.
Really?
Ever. Well, except for that one liquor deal that I just said.
The national language in Bengali is called Bengali. So it's not...
Bengali? That's like a person. That's Bengali.
Bengali.
Oh, that's not English?
No, it's not.
Oh. I also got this off.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Due to British colonization of the country, English is a widely spoken and commonly understood language. But besides this, there are also 38 languages that are in use in Bangladesh.
So you know who just texted me wants to come on the show?
Kim Jones.
Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins?
Yeah. I don't know.
For what?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What's he promoting?
Probably wrote a book.
What would Al Duke say?
No idea. Yeah, I don't know. Do I want to have Tony Robbins on the show? I don't know. Probably not. Wouldn't you say probably not?
What would Al Duke's opinion be?
Well, it depends. Is Boomer Esque going to have Tony Robbins on? Because Al never said no to Anthony Munoz. I can tell you that right now. So here's the answer. The only nation who's... Okay, hold on. So that is a whole debate how the question was proffered to the finalists. Here's how it was. The only nation whose name in English ends in an H is also one of the 10 most populous. That was the clue.
Okay.
So Gelb's half right. The moon expert was kind of half right. Now we have it down.
So the two half rights have finally led us to the right answer.
Yeah, Bangladesh. Which I have no interest in ever visiting.
By the way, and I forgot when they announced this. Who hosts Jeopardy now?
Ken Jennings.
Oh, he did get the job?
Yeah, sure did.
Because they gave it to the producer. Then they found out, like, he did something bad years ago.
He was like
whatever.
A bad dude or something, yeah.
And so Ken Jennings ended up being the guy?
Yeah, he's
How
the guy.
How is he? Do people like him?
Yeah, people seem to really like him.
Do you
him.
Ever watch Jeopardy?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Sure you do.
My problem is that if I turn on Jeopardy, Alex Trebek is still on it. So it's like he's not even dead.
What are you talking about?
Like, I watch it on, like, demand. You know, like, sometimes me and the kids will try to play trivia on TV together. Who can get the most answers right? So I'll just go randomly pick a random Jeopardy episode.
Oh, I gotcha.
It's still Alex Trebek.
That makes
you
sad,
doesn't it? It's like he's alive
it?
Still.
Or it makes you sad.
No.
Does it make you sad?
Why do they make me sad? He's right there on my TV alive.
Yeah, but he passed away. It's like when I went
But he didn't really pass away because he's right there.
Listen, I went to the Lincoln Library, and they had a Tim Russert mock election of 1860. Doesn't mean Tim Russert was around. It made me sad. I thought about Tim Russert.
That sounds
dying.
Like one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Excuse me?
A mock debate?
No. Tim Russert was covering the 1860 election as if it was on television for him to cover. How is that stupid to you? That's the most consequential election in the history of this freaking country.
Was that the Lincoln election?
Yes!
Who did he run against?
He ran against three different people. They were running...
Oh, he had no chance of losing. He was like, come on.
They were running kind of like geographic candidates, essentially.
Yeah. So he covered it like, he was on Fox News or something?
He covered it as if it was NBC. Yeah,
so
it was great.
I guess you got to try to make things more entertaining. Here's Lorenzo in Brooklyn. Lorenzo, what's up, buddy?
By the way, Potvin will always suck only because he was great and he wasn't a Ranger. Well, here's why I called.
Oh, good point.
Here's a Met hypothetical for the Mets.
Now, go.
It's a hypothetical.
Yeah.
If you make this move, you're guaranteed that the Mets get to the World Series. I'm not saying it's guaranteed that they win the World Series.
But they
if
get
you make
there.
This move,
okay.
The Mets get to the World Series.
And so the question is going to be, would we make the move
right.
if you're guaranteed getting there, but no guarantee to win it? Go.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you. Go.
You acquire Freddie Freeman, and you trade Alonso. What do you do?
So, in theory, if you traded Alonso for Freddie Freeman, you're playing in the World Series.
No. No, the answer is no.
But you're not guaranteed.
No, the answer
why,
is no.
Why? Why are you so, why are you so flippant about
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
I'm 72 freaking years old. I want to get to the World Series.
Yeah, me too.
It may take 5 years with Alonso
to
get there.
Do you want me to answer?
You know what? You know what pisses me off, Lorenzo?
What?
How flippant Evan is about that question.
Yeah.
It's a legitimate question.
He's just sitting there waiting to snipe at me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lorenzo from Brooklyn, 72 years old, mind my own business.
Right.
The second time I called, I used to call from muscle memory. Now I like you guys. But Evan is getting a little bit. He needs a smack in his head.
He needs a smack with a semolina roll.
That carrot head needs a smack.
Let me apologize to you, Lorenzo.
I haven't said anything other than no.
You
no,
flippant son of a bitch.
It wasn't what you said. It was how you said it.
Yeah.
You didn't even give it any kind of credit.
Right. He did give it. Lorenzo, it's like he minimized your presence.
Absolutely.
It's not right.
He emasculated me.
You're an emasculating carrot top
I've
douche.
Already been circumcised a little bit too close.
Yeah, me and you both.
Jesus.
My own.
I'm hanging up. I love you guys.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you, Lorenzo.
Oh, my God.
That went south quick. And that doesn't even matter what the question was. You don't have to answer
what
now.
What was the question?
No. Wow. If you got Freddie Freeman and got to the World Series, no guarantee you win it, but you're there. Would you trade Alonzo?
Yeah, I gave it thought, as Lorenzo was asking.
Very flippant.
I have an answer. Do you want an answer or
you
no?
You already said no.
Yeah, but a
that
reason
was your
why.
Answer.
I have a reason why.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You said no.
If anybody cares about my answer, call me tomorrow. Maybe I'll answer it.
And by the way, someone left me these nice dark roast espresso chocolate beans. I want to be clear about something, Thomas. If you do get Kim Jones on the show, that does not count as you also completing your failure to deliver on Wag Wednesday.
How would Kim count as Wag Wednesday?
I just want to put that out there. All right? I want to make sure we're on the same page. Because he thought he pulled a fast one on us yesterday. He thought we forgot that he didn't deliver on our weekly promise to a starving audience to hear hot babes every week. We did not forget, and you didn't pull a fast one over on us. We know you didn't deliver.
So is somebody coming on today?
He claims he's got someone coming in studio maybe next week.
Will we have heard of her boyfriend or husband?
Well,
you're going to be within 3 feet of a hot chick, and you're worried about if you heard her boyfriend or cousin.
That's a part of it.
That's the follow-up.
Look at him
today.
Attacking
no,
you.
No, but that's a big part of
no,
it.
No, it's not. When they're in
no,
studio,
I
it's more fun.
Look at you. You're under attack.
Craigie's
now.
In his element in that kind of spot, so it doesn't matter. He'll make it magic. And no, you've never heard of her boyfriend.
Exactly.
You've heard of the team he's played
I thought you were going to say it's Robert Stock's girlfriend, but she's really hot.
I made
love
that
it.
Joke earlier, and no one left.
Oh. I didn't hear it.
Nobody knows who Robert Stock is. That's the problem.
Yeah,
but I do know this. Apparently. They are retiring Lundqvist jersey tonight. If you're going to that game, like I always wonder, like, you're going there. What's the expectation? Like, he's going to be in a suit. He's going to say a couple words, blah, 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 blah. They raise the jersey up. And then isn't it kind of like
the game becomes anticlimactic. Yes,
well,
it does.
Well, I guess here's the question. Does the game become anticlimactic, or does the ceremony become anticlimactic
no.
because they do the ceremony before the game, and now you got to watch the game?
Well, think about this. For anyone who went to Mike Piazza's number celebration,
yeah,
do you remember anything about the game? Does anybody do you remember who they played, and do you remember anything about the game? Now, you know me. I just brought up Robert Stock's name, okay?
Yeah.
That's how crazy I am.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember about that game is that it was rainy, and they played the Rockies.
What game?
The way they retired Mike Piazza's number.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because I totally agree that the game becomes Such an afterthought. Right? Like, I don't know if the Mets won that game. I have no idea.
Okay.
I can't tell you anything about that game. The only thing I remember is it was rainy outside, and they're playing the Rockies.
Now, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
If you're going to tonight's game, are you requesting an actual ticket so that you can frame it, put it up on your wall, whatever, obviously sell it one day in the future, whatever it may be? Is anyone getting a ticket? Or since it's all digital these days,
Do
you not get a ticket for the game? And has anyone out there demanded a ticket?
Wouldn't you think that they're giving something away as you
like
walk into the arena?
Like we had that old guy. Remember the old guy for the Steph Curry game at the Garden?
Yeah. He requested an actual ticket.
I have no ability to download a ticket. I'm an old guy. I'm 80 years old. I'm going to the game. I need an actual ticket. And the Garden printed one for him.
Right. But it's not the same as like a pretty ticket.
Right.
It's just a printed out ticket.
Can you get a ceremonial ticket for tonight's game?
They should give that away. That's what they should do. Like, as you walk in, you should get a ceremonial Lundqvist ticket.
Like, I would want a ticket. Right?
Yeah.
For two reasons. One, before the days of reselling tickets became such a hot commodity, you want it because of the memory of it. Like, we all, that ticket you saved, like, hey, my first game, or hey, the game this happened, or the game that took place. Like, it's an immediate flashback to the moment. Like, I still have the Met ticket on the day, the first ever Jackie Robinson day at Shea Stadium. When they first did it and honored Jackie.
April
I have that
15th,
ticket.
1997. You were there that night?
I was there that night. I was in the picnic area first for the pregame, a little festivities.
What do you remember about that game?
I'll tell you what I remember about that game.
Do you
game.
Remember who started for the Mets?
Oh, I don't remember anything about the game.
Oh, that's my.
Yeah,
okay.
I remember it's the first time I met Jesse Jackson.
Oh, cool.
That's what I remember about that game.
Did you meet the president? He was there.
I did not meet the president.
The president at the time had a broken leg. So
is that
Bill
right?
Clinton had to hobble up.
Yeah, and I don't remember the meeting Clinton, but I met Jesse Jackson that night. Yep.
Did you stay for the game?
Yeah, you bet your ass.
Because remember what they did with that is they actually stopped the game in the fifth inning. And that's when they had the ceremony.
But they had a pregame thing out in the picnic area. For all, like, the dignitaries and, globnobbers.
Right, you.
And I was there for that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I remember I met Jesse Jackson that night.
Do you remember them stopping the game for the ceremony?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Do you remember Bill Clinton and Bud Selig announcing as a surprise none of us knew, we are retiring 42 throughout baseball?
I remember that being the case, but I don't remember seeing them.
It was in the middle of the game.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that. I might have been, though, online for, like, a hot dog.
The Mets won that game.
I don't even know who they played.
They played the Dodgers. Armando Reynoso started.
I guess
that
it makes
game.
Sense that they would have played the Dodgers.
You think?
Like, who else should they have played when you're retiring Jackie Robinson's number?
I think they also wore really weird jerseys and hats that day. Like, it had nothing to do with the ceremony. They were trying out, like, a new look.
Yeah.
And the look was weird. I think it was white Met hats. Do you remember this?
No.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Like, do you think that ticket's worth something?
Yes.
It's in pristine condition. Yes. I framed it.
Yeah.
And it came with a Jackie Robinson pin.
Yes.
And I have both of them, and I framed it.
Yes, I think it's worth something, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's what you care about, though?
Yeah,
it's not the
buddy.
Memory of it?
Well, my only memory was meeting Jesse Jackson that night. That's all I remember.
I remember the Secret Service being all over that stadium that my dad went to go to the bathroom in the second inning.
Yeah, they checked his Johnson.
It took 2.5 innings for him to come back.
Really?
Yeah, because they were going. The security was so
because
over the top.
Clinton was there.
Yeah, because the president
obviously,
was there.
Yeah. Do you know that Rachel Robinson's 100?
She turned 100 years old.
Yeah, or she's about to be 100.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. But anyway, I met Jesse Jackson.
That's your takeaway.
That's what I remember from the game. I'll never forget meeting Jesse Jackson. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's Brian in Jersey on the fan. Brian, what's going on? Hi, Brian. Mm-hmm. All right. Here is Brian in Manhattan on the fan. Brian, what's going on?
Who'd you go with to that game?
I went with my cousin to the game and my uncle, and we were in the picnic area pregame, met Jesse Jackson, and then enjoyed the game sitting with my cousin.
Evan, he almost nodded off in the fourth inning.
Is that true?
I mean, listen, how would you know that?
I was next to you.
Oh, yeah. This is my cousin Brian. Are you going to the game tonight?
Unfortunately, I can't. As you know, my son got COVID, so I'm in my basement quarantining, and my nephew will be going though. So, staying thing in the family. He will nice. Be going.
What, right. do you, what do you think of the Pot Van Sucks chant and how stupid
now,
it is?
Now, Brian's 40 years old, so he's a good age to answer.
So you're going to lose me on this one, Evan. I do agree with the Yankee Sucks thing. For me, it's a generational thing. So I'll never forget my first Ranger game. You know, you hear that whistle, and you're like, yes, what is that? And then you hear these people yell those words, and you ask. And that's my dad explained it, and I'll probably explain it to my son when I take him, and he's old enough to understand. So
see?
I like it from that standpoint.
Right. It's because it's got legs. It's lasted the test of time, which is why it's so special.
Yeah. And I disagree that people don't know what it is when you hear it, if you're a Ranger fan or if you're in the building, because it's hard to hear it and not say, what was that?
Yeah, now, some people have thought over the course of time that they're saying Boston sucks
because
it's similar in sound, but it's quite clear, you know, Dennis Pot Van sucks. You know, okay. And it burns him to this day. He hates it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hates it like it. So you're gonna be in the basement, quarantined. And as a diehard Ranger fan and hockey player like you are, is this an emotional moment for you?
You know, less so than when they did it for Messier. And I think that's just because of the championship thing.
Even though he was a rent-a-player, you had more emotions for Messier than you do for a true Ranger.
Wow.
Huh.
I'll disregard the first point, but yeah, I think, you know, he's a great Ranger, and, you know, it's probably similar to the Martin or Ewing or
it
Mattingly.
Is. Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's completely generational. If you remember the 94 team, I think you are going to be more emotional for Messier, even for Richter. But if you don't remember that team, you were too young. Henrik's your guy. Just like Yankee fans, Don Mattingly was their guy. For Met fans, David Wright's their guy. If you don't have a championship, now obviously Yankee fans do have championships, but if you don't, that's right. Your guy.
That's the same.
I am staring at my framed Game 7 Stanley Cup Final fourth round ticket from 1994.
Nice.
That ticket might be worth something, too.
I think so.
I wonder, which ticket do you think is worth more, the 94 Game 4 Stanley Cup ticket or the Jackie Robinson ticket from Shea Stadium?
Come on. I think it would be 94, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Now I got to look that up.
I really have no idea.
I was flipping with my response, but maybe I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Hmm. I have every ticket from that playoff run. So maybe
that's just weird, though. That's yeah, like a weird, like fan.
Never going right. anywhere.
Yeah,
you got to keep the tickets. But I agree, it's a bummer. I don't know what to. If you ask for a ticket as a season ticket holder, you probably get something. But Evan, I bet you it's like a piece like that.
No, but they don't just give you a ticket. Yeah. Like the story for the Steph Curry. Like you have season tickets for the Steph Curry game. You didn't get an actual ticket, did you?
No, and right. I bet you if you requested one, it's not like they used to be where they're designed, and they'll have, you know.
Do you have your unused ticket for Game 6 of the Cup Finals in 14 against the Kings?
See how you are? See how douchey he gets?
Yeah.
See how he likes
curious.
To take his shots? You're just a shot taker, dude.
Well, listen, I've got my Game 6 Yankee Met tickets, Yankee Stadium World Series tickets.
Don't try to soften the blow by letting us know what you have in your possession.
Well, I'll go That's Game all. 1 2006 yeah, World Series Mets. Like, I know what that feels like.
You don't keep it out. You don't keep that ticket out.
No, I don't. I have it hidden away in a very dark, dark place.
Yeah. Yes, so. Where your mind goes when you think about it. Same place. All right, buddy. Hey, when does Rachel turn 100, by the way?
July.
Coming up. But she will be 100 this year, right?
Yeah, crazy, huh?
There you go. All right, enjoy the game tonight, and I'll talk to you later on.
I can't do the whistle, but Evan, Pot Van sucks.
There you go. Great way to end it. Pot Van
Rachel Robinson will turn 100 on July 19th.
Yeah, there you go. And he doesn't want to say it, but she's his godmother.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, that was the
connection. That was a very special night that night. Should that game be in my book?
Should what game
I'm doing
your
the book.
Book.
I thought about it.
What
really
book
do
are
it.
You doing?
The book that we talked about on the air. I'm going to write
doing
a book.
The Evan Roberts great scorecard book.
That's right. I'm going to take 50 great games in Met history and bad losses. It'll be a mix.
Well, you said it was not just Mets, like all of games you've been to. You want to make it just Mets? It's fine.
I think it's going to be Mets centric. I may include
some
other
non-Met
games.
You can't
games.
Come up with 50 is the problem.
Yes, I can. Because it will include losses.
50 great games in Met history?
Yeah, I already did.
There's like 9.
I already did. I already made the list. That's how I'm excited about this book. Now, some of the games may not mean a lot to you. It's not going to be for you. It's going to be for the diehard Met fans.
So you're going to have the first game ever in Met history.
No, no.
Okay,
games
that makes
I
sense.
Score. award, not games in Met
history. Thought you were just going back and getting scorecards from great games.
No,
you have not been to 50 games worthy of the book.
100%.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
No,
I have a list, dude.
No, no, your list is fugazi.
Why is it fugazi?
Because you're going to come up with some nonsense like, the Grand Slam that was a single.
Well, that was a classic game. It was game 5 of the NLCS in 1999.
Yeah, I would say that qualifies.
Right? I would think that qualifies, jackass. I mean, well,
I mean, that's like top 2 or 3 for Met fans.
In fact, today, the Mets tweet out your, I think, greatest live moment in a Met game. And I
greatest
thought about that.
Live moment with you in the building.
With you in the building. So that's something you saw on TV.
Let me think.
Well, I already tweeted it out.
No, the greatest live moment, obviously Buckner.
No, no, for me.
I'm just saying in general.
Okay, if you've been to all these games, sure. Yeah. Like my dad has, so for my dad, it's probably Buckner.
So I wonder, ask your dad, where does your dad put the Lenny Dykstra home run down the right field line at Shea?
You want to call him?
Yeah.
Or text him?
I don't care. Like, I wonder if is that a top 10 moment in your dad's fandom? Because I know 69's got what it's got. 73's got what it's got.
Hey, Dad, can I put you on the air real quick?
Sure.
All right. If you're ranking, like, the greatest Met games you were ever at, first of all.
Or the greatest moments.
Your greatest moment at Shea Stadium or Citi Field, number one is what? Right off the top. You had to be there, though, obviously.
Probably game 7 of 86.
So game 7, yeah, because they won.
Why would you go game they 7 won. And not game 6?
Because they won the World Series,
they
dude.
They won the World Series.
Yeah, but game 6 was the game.
Hey, Craig, were you at either one of these?
No.
Are you a real Met fan?
I was watching both of them.
So,
by the way, that's such a fugazi answer. You lose credibility. I'm
what?
Sorry.
What?
Game 7, yeah, we won it, they but were game losing 6 the, is
Craig,
the game.
They were losing the game. Do you
Come
realize
on,
that?
Strawberry hit that home run, it was over. What are we doing?
Where do you put the Dykstra home run from the NLCS? Is that like all? Is it all together like all those games in 86?
Yeah, most of the best games were 86. One of my favorite games was Seaver's return in
opening day 83. Yeah,
opening day 83.
How are you walking this?
I'm sorry, Mr. Roberts, but. Yeah, you can't participate in the book.
No, stop it. Well, no, because they're before my time, unfortunately.
Like, it's weird to me. So, Seaver returning opening day 83, wouldn't that piss you off?
He came back as a Met, dude.
No, the fact that you didn't get Seaver back as Seaver.
What?
You know?
It's still Seaver.
Mm. You're really confused, man.
No, I'm not.
Nah, you are. To a lot of Met fans, especially Seaver fans, like my dad
liked
Beningo.
Oh, Willie Mays. He wasn't Willie Mays.
Willie Mays wasn't a Met his whole career. The way George Thomas Seaver was. It was a huge mistake.
That was also one of my favorite games, Willie Mays night back in 73.
Yeah, I can't speak that. I don't know that one's
about. Wait, of my era, where we would go to games. I know your memory's a little, it's getting shaky
on
this
one. Don't take
a
shot at you, Dad.
Yeah, very shaky.
No, he'll admit it like he just did.
Yeah.
Is there a game like in the 99, 2000, 2006, even 15, is there one game that jumps out?
Yeah, the Pratt home run game.
The Pratt home run game?
What about the,
That's it, all right.
What about the Cone Masturbation game? Is that a top 50 of all time game or no?
Which game?
The Masturbation game. Summer of 88, Atlanta Braves, everybody in the bullpen playing with themselves in front of fans.
Invited into the bullpen.
All right, good talking to you.
Up there too.
Which one you said?
The Piazza game. All right, let me. 9/11.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the 9/11 Piazza game for a lot for everyone. Yeah. That's a tough.
I was not at that game, by the way.
Where would you put the game Evan and I were just teasing Evan about? The Ventura Grand Slam single.
Where would I put it? It's up there, one of the top games.
It is or is not? I hear.
You said it is.
It is.
The problem is, and I even tweeted this out, and I don't know if you think this way, Dad, but the problem is they lost the series 2 days later.
I got one more
so
for
as great
you.
As the moment is, we lost. What?
I got one more for you.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, where would you put in the greatest Met games that you've ever seen? Okay. Where would you put the Luis Castillo drop?
Oh, God.
Is that a top 50 or 30? Well, where's
why,
that?
Why would you say that?
I'm just asking you that.
I wasn't at that game.
It was lucky.
You were the, so that's not a game you would include?
They wasn't there.
Oh.
Convenient.
Really,
game one of the... Now, you know what? Most painful game is the Socia game, right? Obviously.
Oh, you weren't at that one either. That's right. You weren't at that, right?
This is fun for maybe Thanksgiving. Thank you for calling in, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I love you.
That's Evan's pops, who's a diehard Met fan as well. Yeah. All good.
He's missed like two playoff games in his life. He actually missed the Mike Socia game.
He's a crazy fan like you are, which is nice. Very nice.
But that Robin Ventura game, because that's what I tweeted out earlier. The problem is, 2 days later, they lost that game six. And earlier today, after I tweeted that out, I got down this rabbit hole and I started watching highlights of game six. Oh, my God, it was so depressing. Franco blowing it in the eighth. Benitez blowing it in the tenth. Kenny Rogers with the walk. Oh, my God. Al Leiter can't get a freaking out.
Typical
but that
prowl.
Piazza home run that he hit in the seventh off an injured Smoltz. Oh.
Yeah, I think the 99 Pratt home run has got to be right up there. You know the home run sent the Mets to the NLCS.
Matt
course.
Manthine. Steve Finley jumps, and he didn't miss it, and the Mets win.
Okay.
And it was huge, because if they lost that game, game five's in Arizona. You know who's pitching for the Diamondbacks that night?
Kurt Schilling.
Randy Johnson, not Kurt Schilling.
Yeah, Randy Johnson.
John Schilling was not on that team yet.
You know the worst part of that game, by the way?
Of which game?
Of the Todd Pratt home run game. There's one aspect of that game that really sucks.
Of that game?
Yeah. Yep.
Everything
yep.
was great about that game.
No,
especially
it's not.
John Franco's celebration. Looked like he went to the toilet right before this celebration.
No,
it was hilarious.
You know what it was?
What?
Chris Berman's on the call.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, but have you heard Gary Cohen's call?
Ugh. Yuck.
Gary Cohen's radio call was tremendous.
Yeah. Also, if you remember, that year, there was no name on the back of the jersey.
In 99?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
You don't remember that?
Not really.
I remember it vividly.
You do not.
Yeah.
You didn't even know they played a division series against the Diamondbacks.
Todd Pratt was under fire all year for stealing Mickey Mantle's number. And then when he hits the home run, he's trotting around the bases. There were no names on the back of the jerseys.
Right.
Yeah. So you had no idea who the people were.
Okay, if you really know the answer, who hit the grand slam in game one against Bobby Chouinard?
Obviously, everyone knows who hit the grand slam. Carlos Delgado. Who could forget it?
Stop.
One of the great home runs of all time.
You wanted this guy on the show the other day,
and
I said, we can't
Alfonso.
Do it.
There yes, of course. Come on, man.
Fonzie.
And a big game tonight at the Garden. If you're getting all juiced up and ready to rock and roll, it is a major New York event tonight. And yet it involves hockey, which is a rare thing in New York. 877-337-6666.
It's worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Bradley Beach looking at 10-plus inches. If you get into Central Jersey, maybe a lot less. Long Island, you're looking at 4.5 feet of snow. The Hamptons are getting 6 feet of snow.
6 feet.
The five boroughs are getting 3.5 feet of snow. And panic is setting in. No milk, no eggs, no bread left in any grocery store. And here we go.
What will you do? Will you play in the snow at all or no? Are you past that as an adult?
That's a strange question to ask another man.
Why is that strange?
It almost makes you want to stay another 5 feet away from you. Will you play in the snow?
Well, you have a son who's 10 years old, if I'm not mistaken.
Don't say that to the neighborhood kids. You know.
What?
Yeah, I'm just saying, be careful. No, will I play in the snow?
Will you go out in the snow?
Like, if my back was all right, I'd be out in the snow, yeah.
Are you going to use a snowblower on the snow?
For some reason, I've got a snowblower, and I can't turn it over. I can't start the damn thing.
So what are you going
to
do?
And it's really a problem for me. I tried the other day to start. I haven't used it since last winter, obviously, and I can't get the damn thing to turn over. So I'm not a car guy either, but I think it's a carburetor problem, maybe.
Right.
But I have no idea how to. I went online, I looked at videos, and it's got one of those like electric starts,
right,
which is badass. And I can't get the damn thing to turn over. It's gas, oil. I move the thing towards the rabbit. I got the choke open. I can't get the damn thing to turn over. So I'm flooding the engine, and it don't work.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I was going to call my friends at Von Rohr, you know, to swing by the crib and drop off a snowblower.
When were you going to ask them to do that? During the snowstorm?
Well, I keep forgetting to make the call. I was going to call Big John. But Big John's more interested in, like, you know, having a drink and smoking cigars. And I need a damn snowblower that I could turn over.
Well, it's probably not a good idea to wait until 4:40 on a Friday with a storm hours away from hitting us.
Then I thought about buying a plow.
Oh, that's
cool. I drive a Hyundai Elantra.
That won't work.
And I don't think you can fit the plow on the front of an Elantra. Pretty sure you can, actually. Yeah, so I'm screwed for the snowstorm.
Do you want me to bring my snowblower over?
No, I don't.
I got two of them.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Thanks for rubbing it in, though, that you have two.
Two.
But my snowblower is a year old. And yes, it sat for 6 months. I get that part.
You got to take care of your tools,
but,
man.
I can't get the damn thing to turn over.
Mm.
For the life of me, I can't do it. I don't know what else to do.
So you're just going to let the snow pile up and do nothing about it?
I guess, yeah.
Going to send your poor wife out to shovel?
Well, no.
You got a bad back? Who's going to do it?
Well, I'm not shoveling. So
exactly.
One of the reasons I had children.
So your kids are just doing the shovel.
Yeah, I put Lucky and Anthony out in the go shovel.
I'm
shoveled
ready.
When I was your age. Get your ass outside and start shoveling. Yeah, or tell Von Rohr, hey, Big John, can you swing by the crib and drop off a 22-inch two-stage Honda, you know, snowblower?
Good luck with that.
You know, just for old time's sake.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but if anybody knows Von Rohr, call him up. Call him up. Tell him, you know, just as a rental.
Tell him Craigie sent you.
Tell him Craigie sent you. Yeah, Von Rohr's good like that. They'll drop it off like tonight, too. They're good.
Now they're going to get flooded with phone calls right now.
Von Rohr's like one of my favorite companies to do business with. Because what do you need, we'll get it for you.
Von Rohr is the official sponsor of our blame poll.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful looking blame poll that we
have. And Big John's the best. Yeah, that whole crew over there, the whole family, all good peoples. Yeah.
Mm.
So, just saying.
Yeah, same
They want to throw a chainsaw in that wouldn't.
Well, the chainsaw I use all the time is the steel chainsaw. That thing's awesome. I love that bad boy.
Yeah, you might need another one. Who knows? You
know, no, I'm good with that. I have the one.
Sure?
I need two.
You think you might need an extra one? You know.
No.
Friend needs one or anything.
I do need a wood planer. Yeah, because I'm making you your cheese board.
I can't wait for that.
So if you want your cheese boards anytime soon, I do have to buy a planer.
Well, I was hoping we would get it before the Super Bowl. That was my plan.
You got to. Yeah.
But I'm excited.
I also have to buy some stain and then have to buy that special type of juice that you put on so you can eat.
There's no shot it's going to be done before the Super Bowl.
Why would you say that, Evan?
Because it won't be. I guarantee it.
2 weeks.
Yeah, good luck.
I already cut the wood.
Okay.
I got to plane it, sand it, stain it. And then put that special juju sauce on so you can eat off of it.
Serious question. I got to know the responsibilities here.
Yeah.
Your birthday is coming up. Yeah. Should I buy you something?
No.
Do you want something? What do you want?
Jordan 3s.
Jordan 3s?
Yeah.
Done. What size shoe are you?
12.
Good.
How about that?
Jordan 3 size
You know, 12. Trust me, you don't want them. You ain't buying me them.
$200?
$200.
Yeah.
Kind of fugazi Jordan 3s.
I'm looking
you
at them right now. If I go on eBay, it's $160.
Which ones? Let me see.
Nike Air Jordan 3 Retro. Air Jordan 3 Retro Racer. Jordan 3 Retro Pine.
Let me see. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, Retro Pine right here.
Fugazi.
It's not bad, right? Yeah.
Not bad.
Am I spending too much to get
that? Yeah, don't get me. $200? I'm an adult. You don't have to get me a gift. If you guys want to have a little pizza on Monday or sandwiches or something, great. I'm an adult. I'm 49 years old. 49. I don't need anybody to get me a gift.
You sure?
That I'm 49? No. But that I don't need a gift? Yes. Yes.
All right.
Plus, I'm going to be coming into work a little later than normal on Monday anyway. What's up?
Our weather expert asked if you wanted cookies on Monday. Those cookies you like that he brings you.
Well, am I buying them?
No, he'll get them for you.
I'm happy to. No, you don't need to buy them. Oh, Evan's buying them?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Get 8 of them. Yeah, that way everyone gets 2.
It's 6 or 12.
Yeah, 6 or 12? Oh, 12.
Shocking.
Oh, I got something for you. Would you accept this?
Go.
I really don't want to go with you, so maybe I'd give them to you and have you go with, like, your son or something.
Michael Jackson, Cirque du Soleil, sure.
Tickets in a suite.
Yeah.
Because you're a sweet guy.
Yeah, but not if it's the Barclays. Because the suite we have at Barclays might as well be outside.
No, Craig.
It's so bad.
The suite is not at Barclays.
Okay, good.
The suite is at Madison Square Garden.
Okay, good.
And it's for a game that will be taking place on February 16th. And that game features your New York Knicks and my Brooklyn Nets.
A suite?
A suite.
How'd you get a suite?
A friend of mine, nice guy, offered it.
Yeah.
I already have tickets, so I declined
it. He offered it to you.
He did offer it to me.
I'm going to
say, hey, listen, do you mind if I get
I'm
a few good. For Craigie's birthday?
I'm What's good
wrong with
that?
He was offering it to both of us.
I'll tell you what I will take.
An offer to me is an offer to you.
I'll tell you what I will accept from you.
What's up?
I will accept tickets to see Elton John at Barclays.
How do I have access to
that? That I would like to do.
So you want me to just go buy them right now?
No. Make sure that call Sean up. And tell him you need the box for the Elton John concert.
Oh, now you want the lousy suite?
Yeah.
I was going to get you my personal tickets for that concert.
Nah. I'll go see. I want to see Elton John, and I want to see Billy Joel at the Garden. Because I was supposed to go in January, and he canceled it because of COVID.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So there you go. That's all I want.
By the way,
But I don't want you to spend any money.
Do you know about, speaking of canceling events because of COVID, are you aware of the Fish Knicks controversy?
I am aware of it that Fish fans want the Knicks to lose.
Yes. There's... Yes. So there's a Twitter account at Fish Knicks, and all they do is keep track of the Knicks losing with updates on the percentages that they'll miss the playoffs so that the concert will take place, I think, on April 20th.
Yeah, so historically, Fish plays New Year's Eve at the Garden.
Right.
And I believe that didn't happen this year because of COVID.
Correct.
So Fish is going to play, and it sells out in 30 seconds. It's a huge thing. And yeah, if the Knicks don't make the playoffs, the concert's good to go.
Right.
So if you're a Fish fan, and the Fish are kind of like, kind of today's version of the Dead in a way, there's a limited fan base, but they're crazy about them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's already sold out. You can't get a ticket, blah, blah, blah. But there's no guarantee the show happens because if the Knicks find their way into themselves in the playoffs, playoffs come first.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like the latest tweet from @FishKnicks was Knicks lost to Miami. There's now an 86% chance that Fish will be guaranteed Madison Square Garden for their New Year's run in April.
Yeah,
which all means they do is update Knick losses.
Yes, how many shows are they doing?
I have no idea.
I think it's more. Maybe it's more than one.
This is my favorite Twitter account ever created.
Fish Knicks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because all they do is root against the Knicks. Against,
yes, another step closer to not making the playoffs.
With updates on their percentage.
Yeah, I think it's. It actually is a funny story.
It's great. Yeah,
and the fact that it's updated every day with percentages
every day
makes it even better. I'll tell you the other funny story. Remember I told you a few weeks ago that one of the kids in the, that's a K-pop star, the Japanese boy band.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kid's name is Bam Bam. So Bam Bam is a huge fan of Andrew Wiggins. I told you this guy a few weeks ago.
Right.
And he was telling all his followers, vote for Andrew Wiggins. So the fan vote makes up, I think, 50% of the vote for the All-Star game.
Yeah, and then it's player 25 and media 25.
Yeah. So the fans carry more weight. So because this kid is so popular in Japan and has such a huge following, he was able to sway the vote kind of the way a lot of people in Georgia think the presidential election was swayed.
Right.
And Andrew Wiggins is starting in the All-Star game, which is awesome.
He pulled it off. I mean, he's a good player. So
yeah,
it's
but
not,
it's awesome that it happened.
You know, so they released the All-Star starters the other day, and like you said, Wiggins is a starter.
Yeah.
So they released the player votes. These players did not take the votes seriously. Like, Javon Carter, who stinks, got two votes. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So for all of us that bitch about the way the writers vote or the way fans vote, it's not like the players are perfect.
Did you see what Durant said about the Wiggins thing?
What did he say about it?
I saw it on Twitter.
I did not see what my guy said.
More or less, he said, listen, you stop bitching. If you wanted your guy in, you should have voted for him.
No, he's right.
Yeah, that's
well, he's going to draft. We'll see where he drafts Wiggins.
Who drafts first, him or LeBron?
LeBron got more votes, so I think LeBron will
now,
draft first.
Is Durant's not playing, though, is he?
Very unlikely. I think they've officially ruled him out, but
so
he better not
he
play.
So does he still get to be the captain of votes?
Last year. Same thing
same
last
deal.
Year.
Okay.
Remember, he was hurt for a big part of last year with the hamstring. So this is the second straight year he's the team captain.
So
he builds the team and he can't play.
So here's the question. If LeBron takes Steph, which seems like the obvious move there, right?
Right.
Who does Durant take?
He could take Giannis. He could take Embiid. He could take Ja. He could take
Giannis. Well, who do you think he takes?
Well, him and Embiid had an issue earlier this year.
Okay, so he doesn't take Embiid.
And Giannis.
And he kind of
Giannis
like,
limited. I mean, I know he wasn't necessarily the main reason. There's a few reasons why they lost that series. So I don't think he takes Giannis. I'm going to give you a little outside prediction.
Ja?
He's going to take Ja.
All right. Be interesting. So you're going to go down on record as saying it?
Yeah.
So the Durant first pick in the All-Star game will be Ja Morant.
Yes.
Which, by the way, happens to also be a top five player in the league right now, too.
Yeah, I don't think it's crazy.
Guy's money good.
Because I do agree with you. I'd be very surprised if LeBron doesn't take Steph out of the game.
Doesn't he have to take Steph?
Well, he could take Giannis. I mean, he could say he's defending NBA champion.
All right.
And then here's where it's all thrown off. If LeBron takes Giannis,
then
KD
Steph goes,
will take Steph.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Yeah.
That's
no,
my
no
caveat.
Doubt.
Who gets picked last is the real question. Is it Wiggins?
Can you imagine the guys going, listen, I was going to take Steph, but the shooting percentage is way down.
Evan Fournier shooting better from three. Sorry.
What was your question?
Who gets picked last? Trae Young? DeMar DeRozan?
I think those guys like Trae Young.
Yeah.
I do.
So Wiggins will be picked last.
Wiggins would have to be picked. I mean,
oh, amongst the starters, obviously they're going to then announce reserves. Then they do a second draft.
But it's only the starters that they pick, or they pick the whole team.
No, they pick the whole team. It goes in
but
different
rounds. But the
starters
get picked first.
The
don't
starters
they, by default?
They do starters first,
right.
Then they go to the reserves. I remember last year Julius may have been like either last or second to last, and Durant took him.
He shouldn't have been picked at all. Shouldn't have been.
You
sorry,
him, don't you?
Send a message. You're not that good, buddy.
Well, he's not going to be an all-star this year.
He's not going to be an all-star ever again. That's where that's going to go. We're going to ask about him like years from now. Hey, remember that year he had? Whatever happened to that guy? Yeah. Meanwhile, Julius Randle is like 24.
He's young. He's 26
he came
years
to the
old,
league
man.
He's like a baby. He really did.
He doesn't feel 26, but he actually is.
Here's Rich in Manalpin on the fan. Rich, what's up?
Hey, so I wanted to tell you guys about the Potvin Sucks and everything.
Yeah.
It's not just Potvin Sucks. When they played the Capitals, they say Ovi Sucks as well. So it's not just...
that's not like a thing, though.
And that's better, by the way. Ovi sucks is a better thing because it's actually somebody you're competing with. So, yeah, I like that better.
But, I mean, I'm a Rangers fan, and I like the Potvin sucks, and I'm 34. So, you know, even though I wasn't alive...
Like, the thing is, I agree with the guys from this standpoint. There's certainly a group of fans that are saying it because, like, sheep, who really have no idea why they're saying it, but everyone's saying it, so we're going to say it.
Right.
So I don't disagree that that's happening, but it's become this thing, like this random thing, you know, that a lot of teams in other cities have that really doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense necessarily, but you do it because that's your team's thing. Whatever, and it's a part of sports that I like. So I'm also, you know, not all that vested emotionally one way or the other.
No, you're also a sheep, though. You're admitting that.
In regards to that,
yeah, you can think for yourself. I mean, like I said with the Mets, I'm a diehard Met fan. I don't like Yankees suck when they're not playing the Yankees. It bothers me. Like, why are we doing that? Why are we wasting our time chanting about a team that's in another league?
Yeah, well, we're not. We're chanting. Oh, I hear you. Whatever. What are we going to do? Like, you know what's funny about it to me? That there's, I know you're playing the game a bit here, and you're an Islander fan, so I get the take from that side of the ledger.
Yes.
But there are people that truly, like, this really bothers them.
Yeah,
that, I get pissed off about
it. I get it. I can relate to it because there are things that piss me off. I totally get it. I can, what's that word? What you feel for somebody?
I have compassion for them. That's by the way, I'm well aware about the little plastic key that's in. Did I check the battery?
Did you?
Snowblowers have batteries?
Can you tell Craig that when he turns on his snowblower, the choke is supposed to be closed, not open?
I've done it both ways. I've closed it. I've opened it. I've middled it. The damn thing won't turn over. And all he hears, it's really a pain in the ass.
I sort of feel bad for you. Here you are, about to have a snowstorm, and your dopey snowblower won't
work. Then I've had people tell me you got to empty the gas tank and refill it. Ugh, the whole thing. It's just a real pain in my ass is what it is. And I refuse, you know, there's like guys that go around town, we'll plow your driveway.
Yeah.
No. I don't get wood from other people. I don't need other men plowing my driveway. You probably do.
Absolutely.
You are living this life. It Fascinates me.
What's so fascinating about
you're
it?
You're sitting on a pile of cash.
I'm not sitting on a pile of cash. About, yeah.
But you live this life of leisure that fascinates me.
Why is it a life of leisure to get wood delivered when it saves me money compared to the propane tank?
It doesn't... go out and chop your own wood.
I don't have time to go find my own wood. Well, I don't know where you lived. I can't just drive around with a truck all day looking for wood on the side of the road take home.
You buy $12 shrimps.
One time. Do you know someone said that to me at the event last night?
Did they?
Don't let them get out. You're never going to live that shrimp thing, Dad.
Good. I'm glad they listen.
Yes.
You don't chop your own wood. You buy seasoned wood.
Yeah, of course.
Someone else plows your driveway.
Yeah, and the landscaper plows it for not
that.
They
have a landscaper. Next thing you know, you'd have a surrogate lover in that house. No disrespect.
I think that's a bit of a stretch.
That's not that much of a stretch.
It's kind of,
your wife's going to tell you one day, listen,
I guess wooden plowing. But
one day your wife's going to tell you, I think we need a milkman to bring milk over.
I have a milkman.
He does. He has a milkman.
They come deliver milk from the farm.
I got a milkman.
We haven't done it in a while, but we used to have them. You get the cooler, you put it on your front porch. They come in every morning. They drop off the milk. Milk, butter, eggs, bacon.
The one thing I do.
You got a meat man?
I don't have a meat man. No, he does. The farm like does bacon and butter, but not.
They got a.
Yeah, you're not gonna get like a porterhouse from them, but you can get a few things, breakfast sausage, things like that.
Nice.
The one thing I do have to.
You're living the
suburbs. That's how you live upstate.
I do have to defend him on one thing. You're getting on him for having someone plow his driveway.
That's right.
You're doing yourself. You're taking your kids and you're putting them into labor.
No. Only because my snowblower broke and my back is messed up.
Oh, right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Listen, I chop my own wood.
Uh-huh.
I plow my own driveway.
Yes, but I plow my own driveway. Lucky. You've got muscles. Go out and shovel
Lucky
the
don't
driveway.
Do it. Lucky don't do it.
You make Anthony do it?
No. Anthony's bougie. He doesn't do it. He doesn't know manual labor yet.
So you make your wife do it?
No, I do it. But
you
my
don't
back
do
is
it.
Bad.
Oh, stop.
I want to push that snowblow, but the thing won't turn over.
How much longer are you going to milk the back thing?
As long as it hurts.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it hurts. It's killing me. It's absolutely killing me. That's all.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah. Somebody better get on the horn to Von Rohr quick. I guess that should be me, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I got to get on that right away. Yeah. Anyway. Who does it in your house?
Me and my father-in-law.
You and your father-in-law.
We have two snowblowers.
You come home, that driveway's plowed perfect.
No, we do it together. Yeah. I love doing it. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where it's like cutting the grass. I cut the grass, and sometimes I feel bad because he wants to cut the grass, but I want to cut the grass. He does. Okay.
Guys are tired. Suddenly wants to start cutting grass.
Trust me. There's been conversations. You know?
Kevin and his father are setting dueling alarms so he can get up early enough to cut the grass.
No, I want to do it.
You guys joke. There's a lot of truth to that.
It's my turn to cut the grass. I want to cut the grass. Yeah. By the way, nobody wants to cut the grass.
We all do it because we have to. That's not true. I love cutting the grass. When you get a beer, you put some headphones on, a little country music, my John Deere tractor.
You shouldn't put headphones on because you might run over one of your kids.
I understand the risks. I love
it. It comes across badly. I'm sorry.
Sorry, kids. Daddy knows the risk, so that's the way it's going to be. Go play outside at your own peril.
I need a beer in Rascal Flats. You guys are just going to have to be careful.
That's exactly what I'm listening
to. Don't stand by. Yeah, I got you.
Beer, Rascal Flats on my John Deere. I miss those times. I can't wait till the spring. Bring it on. I love the winter. I do. But cutting the grass, man, that's when I feel like an American.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Feel like a red-blooded
snowblower.
Yeah, there you go.
And when I snowblow tomorrow, I'm going to snowblow the crap out of my driveway.
Yeah. Well, enjoy that.
Right after my Saturday show, I'm going right out there. Yeah. That's what I got to worry about.
There's the excuse. I'm going to get to it after my show.
I know.
Meanwhile, Jose's going to be out there taking care of business.
It's possible. I'm going to want to do it, but by the time I get out there.
Yeah, it'll be done, salted, clean, pristine.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, all good to go. All good to go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.